I believe he's going to share a word tonight that could change your life. Amen. How many of you guys excited to walk out of here different than you were when you came in? Come on. Oh, yeah, me too. Cookies? No. No, we want to be different every time we come to church, right? We don't just come here for no reason. We come here to be changed. Amen. We come here to meet with God and to allow him to transform our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to commend to you my brother in Christ, James Phillips.
Sweet. Love you, bro. Sweet. All right, guys, I have to warn you. I kind of feel like preaching tonight. So y'all might be a little bit afraid. I have like 2 hours of material that I got to cram in a half an hour. But glory to God, we can do it. All right. So are there any first-time visitors I want to ask? First of all, if you are, just raise your hand. First-time visitors? Glory to God, it's good to have you guys. That is awesome. I believe some women of God were handing out Bibles. So if you have your Bible, turn to 1 Samuel 1, verse 5. Here at GM, we love our Bibles. We believe that the Bible is the written word of God, that he wrote it, and that it is inspired by God, and it is the way, the truth, and the life. And, well, the Bible's not. Jesus is. But anyway, this is where all the truth and life is found. And if you want to find answers to life's questions, you look in here. Glory to God. Is everybody there? 1 Samuel 1, verse 5. Glory. Here we go. Okay. But Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her revival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Elikai, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than your 10 sons? Once, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a stair by the doorpost in the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you would only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, I would not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever use on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "Woman, how long have you kept on getting drunk? Get rid of the wine." She's like, "Not so, Lord," Hannah replied. I am a woman who's deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of great anguish and grief. There you go. Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." And she went out, and she ate something, and her face was no longer downhearted. Early in the morning, they rose and worshiped before the Lord, and they went back to their home in Ramah. Elikah, lay with Hannah, glory to God, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked the Lord for him." Now we're going to skip down to verse 27. And what happened, basically, she got her child and she's about to offer it back to the Lord. I'm almost done. "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he has been given over to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there." All right, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you speak to us through your word tonight, Lord God. I pray that your word will just be spoken through my lips, Lord Jesus, that it might not be me here, Lord God, but you speaking right to our hearts. Make our hearts just soft soil for your word, Father God, and bless us with your presence tonight. So there I was. I was about 6 or 7, right? You know, whatever. And I was standing in the cereal aisle, yelling. Not just yelling. I was like screaming, dude. I was making like the biggest noise you've ever heard, right? Now, I wasn't always this quiet, you know. There was a time in my life where I was a lot louder, okay? And so I'm sitting there, right? And all I want is the Frosted Flakes, okay? Now, why do I want it? I don't really want the Frosted Flakes. I want the toy inside the Frosted Flakes, okay? Now, my parents are standing there being like, no, it's not going to happen, right? Why not? Because they know I never eat the Frosted Flakes. I just want the toy, right? So the last time we got it, it never happened, right? So we're sitting there. I'm arguing. We're screaming. I'm screaming. They're just like, my gosh, this is so embarrassing, you know? Glory to God. But so I'm sitting there, right? And this other lady and her little kid runs up, and she's like, hey, son, what cereal do you want? He's like, Frosted Flakes, you know? And she's like, okay, go grab it. And they run up and get it, you know? No, I just get to sit there and watch this, right? I'm like looking at my parents with like puppy eyes. I'm like, what is this, you know? Rich people. But anyway, no, just kidding. So no matter how much I wanted that, I couldn't get it, okay? It was all the passion inside of me. I wanted that cereal, but I could not get it. Now, this is how Hannah felt, okay? She, of course, is probably a lot more passionate and whatnot, but she wanted a child. And no matter how, I guess, how hard she tried or whatnot, it wasn't going to happen, okay? Glory to God. So let me just get over here, right? So she's all freaking out, okay? Now, I want to just pause in the story real quick and tell you some very important details. 3 days ago, I had the message I was going to preach here all written out, dude. It was signed, sealed, and ready to be delivered. But then, right, the Lord just spoke something to me. I'm just sitting at work. I wasn't even thinking about God. And he's like, James, Samuel was a gift from God. I'm like, well, that's number one for God's random thought, you know, for the day. You know, what the heck, right? He goes on. He's like, no, James, you don't get it. Samuel was a gift. In the story, Samuel represents a gift, a skill, a talent from God. A talent like the ability to sing, the ability to dance or just be bold, you know, okay? The Lord spoke that to me. I'm like, okay, this is kind of crazy, but it's God, so, you know, he's obviously going to reveal more, right? And so I'm about to go on and share with you to the extent of what the Lord shared with me, okay? So we're going to go back to our story with Hannah. So there's Hannah just really wanting the child. And isn't this interesting? Because if we look at the beginning of verse 6, okay, Hannah is always being mocked and provoked by this Peninnah girl, whatever. What happened is there's two wives and one husband, so this is what's going on. The wife that's not Hannah can actually have kids, so she's just mocking Hannah, right? Making Hannah feel terrible. And the first thing the Lord spoke to me about this whole message is that Samuel, or God chose a human, Samuel, to represent our gifts, okay, for a reason, like I explained earlier. Now, how many times in our life have we been jealous of other people's gifts? I mean, really, probably more than anything else that we're jealous of is other people's gifts. You know, you're like, look at him, dude, he can play basketball, or my case, dude, they can dance, and I just can't. It's not going to happen, you know what I'm saying, right? Or she can preach. You can, you know, do anything. We're always jealous of other people's gifts. And sometimes they mock us, right? So there's one day, Hannah, okay? So one day she's going to the temple, right? And so she falls before Eli. She's like, Eli, I just want a son. You know, I just want a child. She's like, God, just give me this one gift, the one gift I want, okay? Now I want to pause here and say, does this remind anybody of salvation? We're like, Lord Jesus, I just want this gift of salvation. I mean, I don't, you know, I have nothing else. I just want this. Please give it to me. Please. Right? Okay. So the Lord specifically said, So there's Eli in our story. Okay. Or God, like in our salvation. Right? So we're all crying out to him. Like, just give us that one gift. Please, Lord Jesus, that one gift. And God's like, or Eli is like, you know, looking down, they're like, dude, are you like drunk or something? You know, Eli's like looking at this chick. She's freaking out. She's like, please, please, Lord, you know. You're not like that, you know, when you're weeping so bad you can't breathe. So you're just like, whatever that is. You know, I don't even know if that's like breathing or wheezing or I don't even know what's going on there. But so there's God. And God's like, dude, are you crazy? You know, like, why are you just freaking out so much, right? And we're all blown away because when we're like, Lord, just give us that one gift, God answers us this simple little place. He's like, okay. You know, in this case, when she's falling before Eli, God's like, okay. Or Eli's like, okay. May the God of Israel grant you what you've asked him. Just like that, you know. She's freaking out her whole life. She never had this gift. And there it is. He's like, okay. May God grant you that. You know? Okay. And then you're like, are you sure? You know, when I first got saved and they're like, the Lord will just accept you. You're saved. You just ask him in your life. I'm like, are you sure? Because I really suck. I mean, have you seen my life? I suck, dude. I do not deserve this, right? I don't think I'm supposed to say that word in this preaching. But it's working out of me. God will work it in, and I'm going to work it out, okay? So, why, my friends, did God choose to use a human, Samuel, to represent his gifts in the story? Now, if you look carefully here, you notice that Hannah received her gift at a birthing time, okay? Isn't that interesting? Because God is trying to tell us that just like in the story when Hannah received her child at a birthing time, God gave us gifts when we were at a birthing time, at a time when we were born, at a time when we were born again, my friends. My friends, when we got saved, the Lord gave us gifts, okay? My friends, you all, if you are born again, have gifts from the Lord, okay? The moment you cried out and accepted God into your life, you're like, Jesus, I need you. He gave you a gift. He planted it inside of you. He reached down and placed it inside of you, okay? And you're supposed to invest those gifts in God. Now, I'm just chewing gum. Oops. Okay. I actually received gifts when I was saved, and one of them became very apparent really fast. It was boldness, right? That's the only one I really noticed. I just got bold to do things. I was never really that bold before, but I got really bold really fast. I'm not sure it was the best thing that should have happened to me, but it happened, right? And it actually took me a long time to realize all the other gifts that I had by investing that one gift that I had. Okay, I gave it back to God. I was like, Lord gave me this gift of boldness, so I gave it back to God. And in time, through doing that, I realized all these other gifts I had. Okay? See, the thing is that it's interesting because there's so much more proof that God gives you gifts when you were saved. Because who speaks in tongues before they are born again? Has anybody ever had the gift of prophecy before they are born again? You know? Everyone here has received a gift from God when they were saved. Okay. So let's go on with the story, okay? So Hannah received her gift from the Lord, like all of us, at the second birth. And what did she do? This is the only gift she received. Hannah, all she wanted in her life was a child. This is just this one gift, this one thing. And God gave it to her. And she turned right around and gave it right back to the Lord. I mean, that's almost insane. Like, you just got your thing and you just gave it back to the Lord, right? It's crazy. Why did she do it? Because Hannah understood some very important things. She understood that it was only by God's grace that she had received that gift. Okay? She understood that it wasn't really her gift. It was God's gift. And because out of her joy for just even receiving a gift from the Lord Almighty, she's like, Lord, I'm not even worthy of this. Take it back. And she's so joyful, you know, like, you just gave me this here, you know? It was a thing of joy. And she wanted to invest it in the house of God, my friends. Now, the thing about as we look at the story, Hannah gave her gift to the Lord, right? And when you give your gift to the Lord, he's going to mature it. He's going to grow it. He's going to bring life into it. You guys, we have all received gifts, and what we need to do is give them back to the Lord. Okay? We need to offer them completely. Christ gave the gift of death. He gave the ultimate sacrifice for you. He gave everything he had. He died for you. The least we could do is just give the gift that he gave us back to him, right? Now, why did God choose a human, Samuel, to represent our gifts? There's so many reasons backing this up, okay? Why did Hannah want a child, a human? She wanted a child, right? She didn't have that. Why didn't, in the story, she want a mop? Why didn't she want a house? Why didn't she want a new chariot? You know, that's not in the Bible because God's trying to tell us specifically something about a human. She wanted a human, okay? Because chariots can't grow, you know? Houses don't mature. Humans, they grow. Humans mature. They get bigger, okay? When you give your gift to God, it's going to grow. It's going to mature. It's going to expand. And if you feed the right things to it, okay, it's going to get healthy and strong. Throughout the story, Hannah, she keeps visiting her gift that she offered up to the Lord. She keeps visiting Samuel, okay? So from time to time, she's going there, and she's giving him gifts, giving it. She's continually just stirring it up, you know, and watching it grow and keeping an eye on it, because it's invested in the house of the God. It's invested in the house of the Lord, okay? So she keeps visiting and just giving things to it. You guys, I want you to look carefully and think about your own life, okay? If you got one gift from the Lord, would you give it back? Hannah didn't have to give it back, okay? But here's the deal. She could have kept the child, right? And she could have even gone on the road with it, you know? She could have just kept it forever. She could have had Samuel working in the fields making her money. She didn't have to give the one thing God gave her back, okay? She could have kept that kid, and she could have grown old and died with that kid. But who would have been affected? No one. No one would have been affected, okay? Look at this. I just want to pause in the story real quick and swing over to Matthew 25. Now, don't look in your Bibles because we're kind of low on time because Tanner gave me a half an hour, glory to God. And I'm just kidding, right? So Matthew 25, it's the story of the talents, okay? So here's the story. This rich man who represents God, okay, he is going on a trip. And he has three servants, okay? So he takes the first servant he calls up, and he gives him 5 talents, okay? The second servant he calls up, and he gives him 2 talents. The third servant he calls up, and he gives him 1 talent, okay? A talent is worth, I guess, somewhere around, like, I believe it was $10,000. So it's you know, we're talking money, okay? So anyway, so he goes away on his trip. And enjoys, I don't know, he goes to Bahamas or whatever he does, yeah, I don't know. He comes back, God probably didn't go to Bahamas, but alright. Okay, he comes back, and he calls up the man with 5 talents. And he's like, alright, bro, and he's like, did you, you got those 5 talents? You know? And see, the rich guy didn't even give him explicit instructions on what to do with it. But he calls up the guy, he's like, so, do you have your 5 talents? And the guy's like, yeah, dude, I invested it, look what I did. I didn't only get 5 talents, I got, like, so much more. Check this out. I didn't just get, like, however much money. I got all this, and he gives it back. And God, represented by this rich man, is like, well done, that good and faithful servant. You know, good job. You rock. You rock the cash ball, right? So he goes to the next guy with 3 talents, okay? And same thing happens. This guy invested it, right? And he got all this back. And so God's like, you are awesome, you know? You rock, man. So, okay. So that's it. They're all done and gone, and God's super happy. Everybody's happy. The Lord blessed these guys, right? He gets the last man, the man with 1 talent, okay? Calls up, and he's like, hey, buddy, give me back my talent. The man's like, okay, good, because I just don't. Okay, what the man did, let me just explain what the man did with the talent. When he got it from this rich man, he went, he dug a hole, and he buried it in the ground. He did nothing with it. He didn't invest it. He didn't do nothing. He just stuck it in the ground. So the rich man comes back, right? And this guy runs, you know, runs over his little hole. He's like digging. He gets his talent. He brings. He's like, here, Lord, look what I got. I got everything you gave me. You guys want to know the Lord's response to that? It's going to be good, okay? The Lord goes. The Lord goes. The Lord goes, you wicked and lazy servant. And he's like, take that talent from him, okay, and give it to the ones that already had 10 talents. Not only that, okay, God doesn't even just stop there. He's like, throw that servant outside where there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Like, holy crap! You know, you're standing there. I shouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry, guys. Lord, I forgot to pray for the editing of what I say. I was going to pray, guys. I was going to. I should have wrote it down. I'm sorry. The world's coming out of me, okay? Okay, so the guy, can you imagine that guy? He didn't even have, edit that on the video, he didn't even have explicit instructions on what to do, you know? He's all like beaming, you know, here, Lord, take all I got back. I didn't even lose nothing. I didn't blow it in Vegas, you know? Here you go. And the Lord's like, ah, you know, wicked, lazy, crazy, gnashing of teeth. The guy's just like, ah, you know? I mean, really? That's God's response, guys. He gave us a gift. If we don't do anything with it, if we just bury it somewhere, that's how God feels about it. I mean, that's heavy. Ugh, okay? So I just want y'all to remember that as we move on to better things. See, we won't even focus there, okay? Because we're just going to take that and we all realize that we don't want that to happen. So I'm going to show you the awesomeness of when you give your gift back to God, okay? So this is what happened when you give your gift back to God. So every time Hannah goes from that, or from then on, she goes to God's house, and the Lord blesses her through Eli. Look at this, chapter 2:20. Don't read it, but may the Lord, you can read it if you don't trust me. Okay, may the Lord give you children by this woman to take the place of the one you prayed for. Hannah just blesses her and blesses her because she invested the one gift that God gave her. The one gift, okay? She went on, Hannah went on to have 3 sons and 2 daughters. If she, just think about this, she had so much prosperity after she just gave that one thing back to the Lord, okay? If she would have just kept her one stinking gift, guys, if she wouldn't have done anything with it, that's all she'd ever got. And she'd have got old, and he'd have got old, and they'd have died, and that'd have been the end of it. But she had huge prosperity, and not only that, but her gift went on to have huge prosperity. I gotta keep moving, okay? Okay. You guys, I don't just want to waste your time tonight, okay? You know, I'm not just here because I needed somebody. I want to help you guys find your purpose in life. I want to help you guys find your anointing, okay? Now, the way to finding your anointing is by giving what you have back to God, okay? I say that a lot, okay? Okay. In case you're not okay with it, just shout out, okay? You give God all that you have until that one day when God comes and calls your name. Okay, so check it out. So Samuel, the gift, okay, remember, resembles your gifts. He's in the temple, right? And he's just doing his normal job, you know, opening temple doors, feeding, you know, the sacrifices, whatever, you know, I don't know, taking care of the people in the dungeon, whatever little boys do in temples, you know, I don't know, cleaning off the altar of the dead things, ashes. I mean, you know, there's a job, right? So he's just doing that. He's nothing special, okay? And then one day, God calls him. He's actually chilling in, but he's about to fall asleep, right? And God's just like, Samuel! Samuel! And I'm not going to go into the story for lack of time, but God anoints him right there as his ministry, with a ministry as a prophet. You guys, he wasn't doing anything special. He was just invested. His state of being was invested in the house of God. And he got his anointing. And he wasn't anything special, guys. You guys, he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't the chosen Samuel when they offered him, you know, the one that God gave Hannah. You know, he was just Samuel, dude. Samuel the simple, I don't know, whatever, you know. He was just a gift, plain and simple. Your guys' gifts, they don't have to be all huge. They don't have to be like, yeah, dude, I got saved. And then I just went out and I like preached to like 10,000 like the next day, you know. You guys, maybe some of you can just, I don't know, like, you just have some skill of, I got to look around the room for it, rolling up curtains, I don't know, I'm not being creative right now. If you just have, you don't have some skill, if you have some skill in, like, roofing or just anything, if you're skilled in that, it doesn't have to, not saying the people who are roofing isn't special, but it doesn't have to be some big old steam thing, guys. Most of our gifts aren't. Actually, hardly any gifts are these huge things, you know? I mean, really, okay? They're just ordinary gifts, plain and simple. But here's the deal. When God touches it, it doesn't matter what your gift is. Okay? When you give it back to God, when you take your little gift, God's going to change a nation with it. When you truly give it back to God, okay? Check this out, okay? Check this out. Some of the greatest miracles in the Bible are done when man just gives all he has. Just all he has, okay? This is so great. I love this part. One boy gave 5 loaves and 2 fish, and God fed 5,000 people. He gave all that he had. You know, that's all he had is 5 stinking loaves and 2 stinking fish. And the Lord fed 5,000 people. How does that even make sense? Because it's not about us. Okay, check this out. David actually, he gave all he had. He like slingshotted, whatever, the little stone at Goliath. That's all he had, he gave it. But God really killed Goliath. I mean, David didn't really, you know? I mean, like, what are the chances, right? God was completely involved. Moses raised his staff, his goober staff. That's all he had, dude. But God instructed, he's like, okay, Moses, give all you got. He's like, huh. And the sea's like, whoosh, you know? He gave all he had, guys. Gee, Joshua. Okay, I got to go to Joshua. God's like, I got it, dude. I can't help it. Okay, Joshua, can you imagine this? Okay, holy huddle, guys. He's like, okay, so here's the game plan. What we're going to do is we're going to march. And we're going to do a lot of marching, okay? He's like, shh, okay, okay. And the other guy's like, okay, let's march, ready? He's like, we're going to march around that city. Yeah, the one over there on the left. Yeah, we're gonna march around that like 7 times. And then we're going to yell. It's going to be good, you know? You know? You guys, what do they? They don't even have anything to offer. That's the whole funny part of the story. They have nothing. And they're like, okay, we're gonna give it all. We're gonna march and yell. And God takes the whole city and is like, no, you know, the whole thing's just leveled. You know, I don't know what happened, but they got it. You know, okay. Okay, you guys, when you give your gift to the household of God. I'm sorry, my bad. In 1 Samuel, it goes into very specific detail about where we are to give our gifts, okay? I love this story. It's so cool, okay? Hannah offers her child to the house of God, to the temple, okay? She doesn't just offer it to some random ministry. She offers it to the house of God, okay? Now, what did Tanner preach about last week? Let me read it. 1 Peter 2:5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering, I want to add a word in there, offering your spiritual sacrifices, okay? Now, what is another word for sacrifices? It's a gift, like your gifts. Now, let's read it again, okay? You, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, like the temple, the Lord's house, okay? To be a holy priesthood, offering your spiritual gifts, okay? Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Okay. You guys, right now, for most of you, GM is your spiritual house. The church you attend is your spiritual house, you guys. Now, I'm not writing this message to induct you into GM or to try and pull you in, okay? Not because we really need it, but because you guys really need to give it so you can get God's blessing on your life, so it can be a part of your life. This giving doesn't just extend to your gifts, guys. It's your money, it's your time, it's your talent, it's everything. You need to give it back to the Lord because it wasn't really yours in the first place, okay? Now, whether you give your gift to GM or your local church, it doesn't really matter. But please, I want to beg you, please just give it somewhere, so that you will not go back to the whole weeping and gnashing of the teeth with a one talent guy, and the Lord is just standing and being like, what did you do? You know, I don't want that for any of you guys. You guys, you have the choice to have so much prosperity, to have, you know, not just one child, but, you know, 5 more kids. The Lord wants to bless you when you give what you got, okay? You guys, what if Bri didn't give his gift? We'd have no worship leader. I mean, that he gave it all. What if Tanner didn't give his gift of preaching? We'd have no good preachers, and you guys would have to listen to me all the time. And Lord help that. We do not want that to happen, right? Okay? What if Elias didn't give his gift of doing all the computer magic that he does? We would have nothing, guys. I can't even explain. Elias is a stud, okay? We would have nothing, okay? You guys, how many things in this ministry or in this world or in your local church are not happening? How many ministries are not happening within your church because the gifts have never been seen? Because people are holding their gifts just like this. You know, me and my gift, we're going down together, you know? Glory to God, you know? When we could have riches and wealth and saving of millions, you know? Could you imagine? I see so much gifts here. There's so many people here that are so crazy talented. It's ridiculous. And if we were to just invest that, so many of us have, but if the others were to just invest it, I can't even explain what would happen. It would be off, it would be crazy, okay? Now, if the worship team, if they're here, could come back up, that would be rocking, okay? So as we conclude tonight, I want to move into a time of worship, just, you know, for a little bit, and I want to tell you, and sell you the idea that there is absolutely no one here that does not have a gift. I mean, you guys have so many gifts, you know? And even if you're the one sitting there thinking, I just do not have a gift. You know, there's no way. I'm like the clumsiest thing. Every wall I see, I run into, you know. My car hits every stinking thing on the street. You know, if you have nothing, if you really feel like you have nothing, you still got something. It is buried. It is in there. And the way to get it out is by giving all you have to the Lord. You know, Joshua marching around the walls? They didn't have nothing. Just march. Do something. Yell, you know. Seriously, God will show you your gift. Because it's not really us that's the power. It's He that is the power, okay? Okay. So if you guys just want to, like, put your chairs aside and do that whole shindig. I don't even know what that means. Glory to God. You guys just come on back. Elias, still on. Sweet. Glory. Alright, sweet. Am I still on? I think so. So, if you guys could just come on towards the front real quick. We're just going to end this in a little bit. Now, if you guys, if the Lord's been convicting your heart through this, and you know that you've had gifts and that you have not given to Him tonight, when we start, I just want you to just raise your hands as an offering. Because this is a chance, guys, that you can give your gifts back to the Lord, okay? Now, for other of us, if you don't know what your gift is, but you just want to give it to the Lord, you know, because you just want to see what the Lord can do through you, then I want you to raise your hands, okay? Now, right before we do this, I want to just offer you guys a chance real quick. If you want to get plugged into GM with whatever you got, we don't know. We don't necessarily have programs set up. But you guys, if you just want to just give, if you need to give, you know this, there's a sign-up sheet here and you can sign it. It's nothing like, you know, there's nothing like, you're bound, you sign, you know. It's just giving, just writing your name down so we can talk with you and just see anything. Okay, if you just need to give tonight, because you do need to give, okay? So as we pray and as we worship, let's just lift our hands right now. I'm about to pray over you. So if you have a gift that you want to offer, or if you just want to give all you got, let's just worship the Lord right now. Father God, we just want to give all that we got to you, Jesus. We want to give everything that you've given us. We want to give it back, Father God. We want, Father God, when we show up in front of you, for you to say, well done, thou good servant. Father God, we want to give it all, Lord, whatever it is, Jesus. We want to give you everything tonight. All right, let's just worship the Lord and give Him what He gave us.